Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. We've been talking these past few Friday and Saturdays about the injustices of the natives in America. And we are going to have on with us again to co-host his show is Tanupa Buhamani, who has been hosting on Fridays and Saturdays. The guest he's been bringing on tribes from the various states in this country, talking about the injustices going on. So I am going to introduce everyone right now to the co-host, Tanupa Buhamani, who will be talking about the injustices encompassing the natives and the reservations nationwide. Tanupa Buhamani, are you on?
Yes, I am, and thank you for having us on again. I really appreciate this, sister. Thank you. Wopila Tonka.
And we have 406 on the line with us. Is that Jenny?
I believe so.
Yes, this is Jenny calling in from the Blackfeet Reservation here in Northwest Montana.
Okay, that is it for now.
Well, as they do call in, I'll take this opportunity for the rest of the listening audiences that are tuned in at home to open us up with a good prayer again and keep the spirit of our fight against the injustice and abuse that goes on in colonial America to hold them accountable as days to come, because the reckoning is here upon them and you can see it. The Earth Mother and all the animal creatures are expressing their open intent about it, and you can see it. So here's our open prayer for all the listening audiences to tune in once again on Shedding the Light with the voices of indigenous people in Turtle Island. Ho tonka shiloa kantanka, ake ampetu kile wopila tanka, o washte unyakko binka, suta chanteogna, donahuch, Wogalak aukte kileha hempiki, woke unki lapi. Ne chetkia hochi chapi, nishnolami wakampi. Wabreze takulena oate tropikun. Wasloiki hena, ospe unkiapi. Nahetaha unki chupi. Yunka ampetle, dona hukhena waki pabna, o kasket haka usha, maza, tiopa natag nakaoki hena isha tiksuin chapi. No kuje tipi huk tehia papik, isia, woki eki, leon petu, naha hepikle, wichuki siapi. Chanis nala ni wakhapi, wakhatkaki, chima netu nien, unchima kaki. Anagabtech papik, unchip hai wonki chuna kaitapo. Aki lessons exchange chasel and aptala. Ohina jim no wonglak, am not on a hook isia, opapik hecha, woki siaklena isia. Tiwahet hop in her. Toske hena insia taku pasi sokte kilet hokata eugna kapi wolak hote chetka. Hoeta wopila chaka chichap. Ho, metakepi. Good evening to the listening audience. This is Tanupa Buhamani coming to you live on Shedding the Light with the voices of the indigenous people in Turtle Island and giving you more information about what is really happening in Indian country. We've learned in the past few months about how this devastated effect of this, you know, coronavirus and COVID-19 has compelled the human rights against Native people. Many states are becoming infected by this whole symptom of this behavior. And we always got to remember to our people's struggle in the past since the colonists arrived here in 1492. By them bringing all these sicknesses and diseases and these unhealthy predicaments that neutralized and destroyed human rights and the population areas of people that dwell there in a paradise that was theirs. And I speak very highly about the eastern part of the states, from Maine to Florida, and you come inward all the way from Texas, going up through Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, and then it cuts off from Nebraska, it goes into Iowa, and then Minnesota, and then back further east again. The reason why I stress that so much, because of all the pandemics and epidemics that America has created under a falsified regime, we, people of color, indigenous and our African brothers and sisters in our continent, are being subjugated to this colonial murder. And this is where people don't really want to get into the factions of it, because it's too inevitable for them to speak on and talk about these conditions that are affecting Indian country. Now, America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize human beings and neutralize human rights. And don't forget some of the countries outside our waters: Russia, Bolivia, Ecuador, Venezuela, France, Iran, countries that had a more stronger and benevolent understanding of dealing with people of color, filed genocide charges and complaints against America and brought them to their knees. And since all these elites been taking power, like, you know, Mr. Trump and his whole, you know, entourage, through all the heinous behavior that they have inflicted upon civilized and modern man, they use their own people to go after the poor to save the rich. And you can see the devastation of what America has done to neutralize the human rights. And people are afraid to speak out because of this pandemic, you know, this epidemic of this coronavirus and COVID-19. Mask and certain establishments in this country of ours are rejecting people to participate in shopping and taking care of their livelihood in a physical form. And so when America denies the human population of human rights, and especially for food, Americans, get this in your heart. If it wasn't for the people of color of Turtle Island, you would be homeless. You would have nothing in this continent of ours. My people sacrificed. And not only did they sacrifice, you destroyed them by the avenues of your intellectual breeding by forced penetration, which became a national federal policy to rape and murder indigenous women. And to this day, in 2020, you're still repeating that history. You should be ashamed of yourselves, white man. You should look at what you have done all over the world. Different countries, different people of color dislike you because of your barbaric behavior, and especially what you have done to your spiritual being. And taking the life of that man is why the behavior of that devilish mentality that's compelled in your heart to do nothing but barbaric skills of life by incarcerating and murdering people and taking babies and innocent elders and sticking them in these colonial prison camps, which we call detention centers. We also call them nursing homes. We also call them educational fields of learning. These are the things what Americans create and love. But the real fact of the matter is, white man wants people of color gone to try to rule the world. And so it can never be done. It's the heinous attire that affect white people, because their genetic system can teach you that this human race that is white are nothing but devilish, barbaric people. And the reason why I express it openly, we of color, we people of color have never done nothing to you. We've never invaded your countries. We never forced our people to incarcerate your loved ones and strip them from the values that they have in a regime created by you. And so your barbaric mentality is imposed on people of color. And now we're repeating the same cycle of that history of abuse that you have been doing since you arrived here in 1492. White man, understand this. There is no God that's going to free you. Even his spiritual messenger, that came before, many others, in a behavior to help you resonate the connection of spirituality. You even killed your spiritual leader. And in two different languages, you gave him a falsified name. You called him Yahshua. You also called him Jesus. And most of all, you called him Jesus. A child born out of wedlock through a Holy Spirit that impregnated his mother. In 2020, as time went on because of this barbaric teaching of the Bible, you can see the Holy Spirit can never ever penetrate a woman and impregnate her. This is the kind of lies that these white people have been doing since they arrived here. And we, people of color, are bastardizing that behavior because now we think and act and talk like a white man. Philosophically, on every level, it justifies the behavior of how we are becoming like the white race. But keep in mind, white man, since you arrived in our country in 1492, and it's been almost a 530-year fight with you, and not one Indian, not one indigenous person, not one Mexica person, not one African person turned white man. This is your fault. And everything through this pilgrimage of what you are bestowing upon our people through this falsified sickness, you created that. And I urge the listening audience to look deep in their heart and band together with other nations of color and let's go after them with human rights complaints of genocide. And most of all, the biggest picture to it all, let's get them other world countries to stand with the First Nations people of Turtle Island and let's file propatriate fundamental practice against this white invader, which we call the white man, the hairy man of the East. Propatriate fundamental practice, listening audience, is a term that Latin people used across the waters because I was there in their country listening how they were bringing about this crime against humanity towards people with that barbaric behavior. Propatriate fundamental practice means that you annihilate a race where that race cannot reproduce itself. It is stronger than genocide. Genocide, on the other hand, creates half-breeds. So America is a big Indian reservation full of half-breeds. And I say that with an open heart. When you look at how America implemented its chain of command to take human rights from one another, this was the blasphemy that was imposed upon people of color. And the white man is the only man, the only two-legged being that will have a sex behavior and sex appeal with an animal. I'm saying this because of what you did to my brothers and sisters. Don't forget what you did to my brother George Floyd by forcing him to cry out for his mother. And the day of reckoning is here upon you, white man. Until you learn to understand what your people have done and continuously does today in 2020 as another year draws near to change, you are the only race of people that is dead and you don't even know it. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and otherwise. This is why you can't hear yourself and you're constantly erased into noise. For all the masses of people that you incarcerated, from children to adult figures, you need to be incarcerated. You need to be held accountable against other countries to see exactly how heinous your life is. And I say that in tonight's show because the continuation of being told you can't go into a grocery store to buy a livelihood to feed your family is inhuman. And your system is making these injustice policies to neutralize people from entering them. This pandemic is created by saliva. White people do this all the time, listening audience. You have pneumonia. You have double pneumonia. And now it's a third stage pneumonia. But the basic necessities that our people are supposed to thrive on, the white man doesn't even eat it. So we know what is healthy for us. The four-legged, the winged creatures that we hunt, are the nutritious benefactors of our survival for a future to come. How are our children going to sustain themselves when the continuation of white America serves a purpose to give you unhealthy foods that neutralize your process in growing in your human body to become free and analyze itself to reconnect with the independence of what you once stood for? This is the heinous assault upon indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere, along with our black brothers and sisters. And it's a continuation of how they want to neutralize and destroy their fellow men in a country that taught them how to live off the land, gave them refuge, gave them a home, and in return asked for nothing. And this is where white people don't understand, and they'll never get it. That's why their spiritual foundation of what they once had will never return to them until they wake it up. And that's the hard process that white people don't want to do. They're going to wait till Sunday comes along and think that that basket that serves that whole front of a united, you know, kingdom, which is a church, will never ever produce the spiritual understanding that will connect you to a human self. You can have all the tools according to what the white people have done. And you can educate yourself with all the tools of what white people's knowledge is about. But what good does it do to have all the white man's knowledge and education in your head, not connected to a red or a black body? This is inhuman, listening audience, and that white man is to blame. We have to start doing that. People say, we can't blame. No, you have to. Many animals that once lived in our Turtle Island are no more because of that man. He hunted animals beyond extinction, no different than when he goes across the water and spends hundreds and thousands of dollars just to get a water buffalo, a giraffe, a Bengal tiger, or the king of the beast, the lion. These animals done nothing to the white race. And same as the black bear and the grizzly bear here in Turtle Island. This man is barbaric until we recognize him as the fault. He is the only one dividing people to separate them from coming together. And this is sad but true. As we open up tonight's show with all these impurities that are happening, keep in mind that your heart will remain free if you believe in yourself. And for my little brothers and sisters that constantly have families calling me from the incarceration level of their well-being, I'm on your side fighting, getting your messages heard to the right people in the Bureau of Prisons to look into those matters of them conditions that are unhealthy for you. And this is how white people live. That's their falsified regime that destroys human heart and body. The mind can free itself if it returns back into believing what the heart and the body can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I turn it all back to you. And Jenny, if you want to open up with what you feel in your heart, please do so.
Can I?
We continue.
Say we have quite a few callers here. Can caller 1440 announce your name, please? 1440. Caller 8967. caller 9840.
This is Christine Benally from 8967.
Christine?
Christine, what tribal nation are you from?
I'm from Little Water, a place called Fort Sisson.
Down in Round Dene country?
I am Bet'ahni. I don't want to say Dene Nation or Navajo Nation because that's the government. And I have
we understand. We understand, and I thank you for putting your clarification out there. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me.
And we have 1440, 9840. We have 6814.
That's Lanny LaPlante from Igby, South Dakota.
Hey, thank you for coming on board, Lanny. Good to hear you.
Okay, we have 8406. And Lanny, you were 6814?
Yes, ma'am.
9840. Whether I call off the right land board numbers, can you please state your name? We have a few that have not stated their names yet.
Oh, shit.
Maybe they're just on to listen. Chanupa, Jenny, you want to proceed?
Yes. Jenny, begin.
Hello. I'm Philip Maniac from Missoula, Montana, from Blackfeet Country.
Hey, Philip, how glad to have you on tonight. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, sir, bro. Good to hear from you.
All right, brother.
All right.
All the callers that tuned in, go right ahead and begin something that you think and feel is happening within your said tribal area. We're only using this language to identify some of the things that go on in Indian country because a lot of times people don't want to use their language. I use our language all the time to express it on two levels, to explain it into English and keep it real with the traditional language, which has never, ever been abused with hate. So back to all of you and begin the show with any type of courageous efforts and knowledge that you have that you want to contribute to share with the rest of the audience. Okay. Thank you all for coming in.
All right. Well, this is Jenny. All the things that you have said, it's really hard at times to explain that to other people. You know that, like you said in the beginning, and many of us say it, even myself, about the religious part, the religion part. Okay. I have never studied the Bible, and because I always felt like I didn't belong there. That wasn't where I was supposed to be. I'm not supposed to get into that. Even though people try to still beat me up with Bible verses, and I tell them, no, stop. Because when they start doing that, then they want to start trying to convert you, push you, and start trying to pray like they're trying to save you, and what are they trying to save me from, first of all, And how is it that it's my fault? Because these things that took place before I came into this world, I tell them. And I would never deny my ancestors. I would never do that to them. I would never, ever say it was okay for what they did to them. And so it's hard for me with my own family because they, are into the European religion, And they feel like our ways are dead and gone. And I thought, how could that be when we're still here? Maybe it's dead and gone and maybe you guys? but not many of us are still out there. Mm-hmm. And if you could talk to me and tell me that, then you go and tell the rest of them what you just told me. And after they tell you whatever they tell you, you come back and tell me what they said. And then let me make the decision where and how I want my spirit to be led in this world and where I want it to go after I leave this world. Mm-hmm. I said, because I want to go back to where I came from, where our old ones are, you know. Or stories, not their stories, or stories. And so it's kind of hard at times when you have to, you know, sometimes think about it, you know, and question it, you know, and not knowing if they're right or if I'm right, you know. Or is it that they don't understand? Or they don't want to understand, or why is it that they deny themselves who they really are? Because I never will. You know, does it make me different? Probably not, because I know there's many just like me. But is it something bad if you don't believe in their way? No, it's not. It's not something bad. You're not going to go to this place called hell. They'll go there because they created that, you know? Not you. That's how I feel, and I have to keep that inside me, because at times I feel like giving in to them, you know, like I'm giving give in to them. And I don't know why I feel that way, but that's just how I feel at times, you know, like giving in to them. And what is the why I feel that way? Why do I feel like I'm going to give in to them? Then I have to think and realize, well, why was I painted? Why do we have our traditional names? What is all this about, you know, for the paint and what? Because I know myself, I was not baptized because of that. So then I have to realize, well, I cannot forget, which many of us do out there. I did one time, and I can honestly admit it. I kind of forgot, you know, because living and leaving the reservation and going out into the urban world, and you kind of get distracted out there, you know, but I never, ever, ever forgot, only because I continue to sage myself every day, pray every day, and not to forget who I am. I don't want to be like one of those ones that do that, you know. They go out into the urban world, and yeah, we leave for a lot of different reasons. It's not because we just want to leave, or we don't really like it there. You know, maybe we don't really like it there today because of what goes on there and how it's just not good. A lot of it's good because, you know, we still have or we're still there, but a lot of it's not good because of what goes on there. So, and all of these conversations we had so far on this radio station, I don't know how many of you been listening, how many times you came on or what. This ain't easy for us to share. I know it's not easy for me to share, because a lot of it was not supposed to be shared this way, but this is how it has to be for it today. And don't take it like, oh, we just, you know, want to get on here and get somebody to talk and, you know, and try to make something big about ourselves, because that's not what I'm using this time to help me, myself, too, to know and understand that I'm not alone. Because this is our time. Time for our people now. And yeah, we all know what the white race is about. We should know by now. If we don't, then you know, we need to start listening more about it. Because I know they're not going to ever stop till we're gone. And we can't let that happen, because we were created to never be destroyed. And if they want to destroy us, like I say, then that means their world will end too. Well, a lot of them need to come to realize and wake up. You know, we're not trying to cause something more than what it already is, or more friction, or what, or, you know, we're trying to give some type of message, you know, even to help ourselves, you know, to encourage ourselves. So that's what I want to hear today. You know, not to be afraid. Try to help each other. That's my 80 cents. My 80 cents worth.
Well, thank you, Jenny. It's great to hear that the Blackfeet Nation are still in the struggle, too, and bringing their positive awareness to what still goes on in 2020. The next callers, go right ahead. Step in where you want to, you know, contribute to the knowledge that you have of what you're experiencing. Go right ahead.
I'm Philip Many Eyes, coming from Missoula. You know, when I left home, I come here to see my doctors. And, you know, I tried to share with my family, some of my younger ones. You know, 3.5 months ago, almost 4 months ago, I was on my deathbed. My sister come there. You know, she come there to make sure I wasn't tripped. Wrong. But what I was going to is it brought me to a place called hell, which wasn't I knew it wasn't our way. So in my mind, in my body, I start praying. I belong to a society called the Crazy Dog Society back home, which those people there take money and sell our ways, which I don't agree with. I'm not a part of that no more. But during this dream, I asked this dog, and it come to me. And when I seen this dog, I asked that dog, I prayed for you, did you come here to help me? He started wagging his tail. During that time, I promised that dog, I told him I'll feed you and I'll give you something to drink. So this nurse comes in and asked her to feed me. But it wasn't for me, it was for that dog. When that lady left, that dog come, I threw that sandwich and that water to him. That dog shook again. During that time, I started singing in my mind, singing the songs that I knew, so it started to help me come out. But during that time, I seen these two old people come out of that dog. I was not scared, they were small people. I knew that one as my grandma, the other one as my grandpa. And then two kids come out and a dog. I start singing the song. The old man start dancing. I fell asleep. As I went up and woke up, my grandma come to me. She told me, she rubbed her stomach. She told me that rock. The Niskum rock. The Niskum, the petrified buffalo stone, was a stone that they used to doctor with. I told the nurses I got to go outside. I told my sister, like my grandma told me, to help her to bring it. We went outside. These are all matriarchs sitting there. My sister, this Indian lady, these other white ladies sitting over here watching. I told my sister this is what they told me to do. They smudged the rock. I took the rock, held it up, I prayed. I took the rock and I started rubbing it like my grandma told me. I went back into that room. That stuff started coming out of my system. The next morning, they found nothing wrong with me. But this kidney that I'm carrying now, that was due to bear spray. But I come here to Missoula to a doctor's appointments. It's a couple of days ago. I stepped off a bus and hit ice. I busted my ribs. I went to the hospital here in Missoula, Montana last night. They had me in the emergency room. I could hear what they were saying. They were talking about the Blackfeet people, making fun of them. I told them, hey, I'm a Blackfeet tribal member. Why are you guys doing this? They called the security. They had me escorted out. I started walking down the street, almost 18 blocks to get to a motel here. As I was walking, this cop stops me. He started asking me to go along, so I started explaining to him. That cop said, oh, that doctor said you can go back. I said, why don't you tell that doctor to go fuck himself? I told him I'm a fucking native, and they wanted to sit there and make fun of my people. And those fuckers got to realize that they're still on Native American Aboriginal fucking lands. I'm part of Flathead. This is the Flathead where the Missoula County is, the Bidu Valley. But I'm also a Blackfeet. So we just go to Hellgate Canyon and I'm Blackfeet. I explained this to that cop. That cop said, I agree with you. You got anywhere to go? I told him I'm going to try to get this motel down here. I don't know if I have enough. So he bought me a room for 3 nights, this cop. This cop was a black cop. He said he felt sad that he feels the same thing inside the police department and all this. You know, I pray every day for all these people. I lost 11 people here, these street people here that were my friends. Two of them ran over by these white people that didn't like homeless people. And when you sit there and try to use their resources, they say, oh, you can't come here. Why not? It's a homeless shelter. I told them, I know where you guys get your fundings from. I had to speak for one lady. This goes on and on the reservation back home, but I had to speak for this lady. She's an elder. It was in the wintertime, minus 17 below zero. They were kicking that old lady out, and I asked her, well, what rule did she break? Could you show me? I said, natives, a lot of these native old people, they don't understand your fucking policies, your procedures you guys set. We don't follow those. So they turned around and they told me to leave too. So I got kicked out for life out of that place. But what I wanted to get at is that, you know, they throw their Bible. I'm always telling these people, you throw your Bible at me. I said, you can't even live by your own Bible. I said, native people, when we go into our church outside with Mother Earth, we don't criticize other people like you guys do, sitting in church, oh, they shouldn't be here, but I tell them, you have no rights to judge me, you have no rights, because my creator has never given you that rights. And that's what I see go on every day, even on a reservation back home. Back home, our consul's so fucking in bed with the United States of America, also with the collecting the county, the state, the city governments, that they gave our water up, our waterways up. Look at now, it's going to be on the market just like oil and coal. And these motherfuckers don't even go to ceremonies. I've never seen one of these councilmen sit there wear blonde bonnets. My grandma had the rights to. But they have no rights to be playing Indian like they are now. It's a shame that one of the councilmen's sons. Hey, how many lives have this kid destroyed? And this guy's a chairman. I don't know, he's my relative, though, but I'll still fucking say it. How many lives have this guy's family destroyed by this kid selling meth and everything on the reservation? We see kids going out without food, kids going around without no shoes on, kids going to beg food from other families. That's sad. And to have my nieces and my nephews raising hell with my sister and them, raising hell with us elder ones, without no regard for our health or nothing. She sits there and lies. You can see the evil, the demon in her. 3 times I've seen, they call them the shadow figures coming through out of that room where they go to. We tell my sister about my sister, hey, well, that's her kids, so she won't say nothing. They did a blood test on me again. They were asking if I was using anything. I told them no. I told them my little niece, so I'm going to give her a call here right after I get off this radio station. I'm going to cuss them out. It's in my system. Forbidden. It coming through the vent systems. It got into my system again. So I'm asking, you know, the people pray for us. Pray for the young ones nowadays. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They're so fucking colonialized. You try to explain, they always told me they laugh at you. They tell you, oh, try to be a medicine man. Not one of them has ever stepped up to Sundance or made a vow. They've never been there to hardships. But they sit there and they can criticize us older ones. Make us look like we don't know what the hell we're saying. Even some of our older families, they tell you, oh, get over it. They pray. Read the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I don't need the Bible. I don't need a church. My church is right here on Mother Earth. everything that she gives me is a blessing to me. But these other ones act like you owe it to them. They act like you owe them. Hey, no, you go talk to Mother Earth. See what she owes you. Maybe she might shake you up and slap the piss out of you for disrespecting her. I just come a while ago from this homeless shelter, this new warming place. I was talking to the Indians over there. They want to get something started over here. So I got some friends that I'm trying to get a hold of to start getting these hospitals and stuff know that when the natives come in there, they still have our rights as natives, no matter what. You know, they raised hell with us. And I'll leave it at that, guys. Thanks for letting me kind of, you know, share a little bit there. Thank you.
You know, Philip had expressed something from his heart. Ladies and gentlemen that are tuned in tonight, let me explain something to you in the language, and I'll break it down real quick and turn it back to you. Hena artia ha wobles is suta ois papi e honey. Hencha wamak haskanki lena woki kilena on kupi. Chetoha wotcheki wonji akaha oki lena echa, which hohaki he, yakipa mino etaha, taku hetaha, hinap he hunter, waksape kile egnan kapi. Koheta wokiki yachupi.
For the listening audience, what I said in Lakota, I felt this man's pain of anguish of what he experienced in the state of Montana, in the little town of Missoula. And what he expressed about the tribal reservations of how our people don't care to pick up to the traditional values that were given to us from our Earth Mother, the Great Mystery, and all the four-legged winged creatures, we are becoming the product of exactly how the white man deemed us to be. And what gets the majority of our people is anger. But if you can take that energy that's very strong to implement what you feel inside, brothers and sisters, your healing journey can begin too. And this is how we express it. The bigger, the bolder. The bolder, the better. It's simple. But we are forgetting those teachings. Those languages are ours. And for everybody that understands the Earth Mother and the Great Mystery, the four-legged winged creatures. No different than the winds of the four directions and the up and downs. This is our fault because we don't know how to get back in balance to them anymore. And with that, helping our brother Philip expressed his intentions of what he is being dehumanized about in the state of Montana. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska are still trying to settle the West. Don't forget that. Back to you, my people.
We had one drop. He hasn't come back on yet.
Is that open? Is this open to anybody to comment?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. May I comment? This is Christine Benally. What I wanted to share with you was I thought about when you were talking about half-breed. I guess you would say I was kind of triggered, especially with this Deb Haaland being selected or to be nominated or is nominated to be the Secretary for Interior. Well, that in itself, Interior is It's just like we're just placed there because of the land and we're still considered property and institutionalized, but that's kind of separate than what I wanted to say. I think that well, I work with the victims of abuse and suicide, so we went to our council and Navajo Nation Council, and we were told, you know, present some resolutions and letters, and we will try to change legislation. So we did all of that. We went all the way around the reservations, even went to our traditional practitioners and got their support, but nothing's been done. The only person that ever did try to help us was Senator Pinto, but he died. But then before he died, he told us there's a group of state legislatures and to get their support. So they were meeting in Washington, D.C. back in September, and we drove out there, and I've emailed, called, and sent letters, certified letters to Deb Holland. She never responded, and we thought that she would be at that meeting because this meeting was attended by Native Americans who are representative either in Senate or House of Representatives from their respective states. She did not show up. And so that's really my concern, if she's going to be able to do anything. But I saw that she passed she had introduced the legislation on the House side to have all sexual assaults be tried by the tribes. And that's another concern, because the tribes aren't, I think, their courts aren't up to par to try those. They don't have any money. They don't issue penalties. In fact, these tribal leaders are in those positions with DWI, abuse, and all kinds of problems. So anyway, that's just my concern, and I just brought that up for discussion. They may be words of encouragement. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to respond to that from a real big, serious, you know, perspective. You know, many years, tribal governments made an approach to deal with, you know, problems such as domestic abuse and the, you know, the intolerable rape conditions that were plaguing Indian country. And so here we are. Again, folks, listen real carefully. And I'm going to respond this to an open sentiment. When America became a country of half-breeds, that should be a birthing shock to everybody, because I'm a half-breed. But I recognize that because I speak three different languages that my blood is compelled with. That's Lakota, Shahiala, Cheyenne, and Notetemesta, which is Mexica from Mexico. I hate that crass term. Mexico, no such thing. But my point that I'm raising is, when here's a young lady, a Benally young lady, coming on the show tonight, giving important measures of knowledge of what tribal governments still do when they lack the behavior. You see, stimulus foundations of money came out about 7, 8, 9 years ago, before Trump stepped in. But they just give it a different brand. It was to get people to wake up and see that their conditions on their said reservation was completely out of tone, unorthodoxly, wasn't really protecting the rights of the said reservations, people that had populations of elders and women and children. The reason why I specify those three groups of people, because our current system of laws that were forced upon us through the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 had diminished the old council systems that we once had, the traditional kinship system. If our people would go back to that and try it, it's never a first until you try. And what is old is new, and what is new is old. It's just a reverse psychology. So if we can take those elements and get back into the traditional basis, we can help our people continuously free ourselves from this heinous captivity of injustices. These are grave human rights violations that people are afraid to mention and where it came from. And since time immemorial, we have never, ever done anything outside our own waters. Right or wrong, listening audience, that's right. You'll never hear the indigenous people of the continent of Turtle Island that's recorded outside our waters where we invaded other countries and forced our value system of life upon them to transmogrify them into something they're not. This is what the white man has done to us. These elements, these sicknesses, this behavior is from him. And there has to be accountability from that type of behavior. As I said on, you can educate yourself. You can take any element of, you know, knowledge from the white man. But what good does it do when it's all stuck in your head, not connected to an indigenous body? That's our fault. And so the basic tools that were given to us from ancestors that are slowly leaving us because of this corona epidemic and this crisis that's affecting and plaguing Indian country, we are not taking the opportunity to come together to blame them. And now it's inside the reservations. Everything is being far driven into a preconditioned state of living. That's inhuman. It's inhuman, folks. And the incarceration rate, the illegal removal of children, the behaviors is vested upon white supremacy. Again, that's our fault because we do nothing but try to be compelled like him. It's never going to work. No matter if you have Mrs. Deb Haaland in Congress to look at the rights of indigenous people, that lady will never make it work. We're following the things that belong to the white man. Rape, murder, illegal removal of children, destroying the land. All of that stuff was never here until the white man brought it here. And this is our fault. We can't recognize that because we're exactly like him now in 2020. Sad but true. And the hard part, the only time we believe in spirituality is when we're preconditioned and told to do it. I disagree, and I'm going to continue to disagree because Great Spirit is outside telling us to wake up and get back into the traditional elements he gave us, and they're still here. They're still here, and we cannot do that. A grandmother was on the radio show last night named Etta, was remarkably in tone to what she talked about, and I felt her energy. And I was hoping today she would come back on. But this is our problem. We have to face that. We have to admit that we're becoming like the wretched refuge of the white race. And I thank all of you for giving me that opportunity to express what I feel inside at the discretion of our young sister there, the Benelli lady, that really, man, feels, you know, uncomfortable about how, you know, we're transpiring these knowledges for everybody. And I return it back to you. And thank you if that's Etta on the line.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Many blessings to everybody. And may the Creator give us more knowledge and to come together because we're it. I want everybody to look up what their territory number is. Our territory number that identifies us as 124. Everybody needs to know. And we all need to take action and start pressuring who so-called leaders that want to lead and put them back in their place. Tell them to bring the treaty home. What the hell is United States of America doing holding our treaty? We need to bring our titles home. Enough is enough. We can pray about it, and it can happen. And for an example, the story about the gambler, which was tossed back into the country of where it's called what, Jerusalem now, where Jesus Christ was born? Well, that gambler was tossed back. So so the gambler did everything that was wrong from A to Z, everything. Doing the same thing over there. His own people killed him. Let's wake up. We have our own culture. We have our own stories. The way our ancestors tell us, they used to travel. Every walk of the ways across different areas. And I feel that it's very dangerous. This Deb Holland lady jumped on the Western wagon with the cowboys when we needed their help at Chaco Canyon. I don't trust that lady. And they don't make good decisions. What did she do when she was in there? Yes, I asked Sister Christine Benally to get on the radio tonight.
We drove across.
And we knocked on some doors there. When our Navajo Nation leaders supposed to be doing the job to protect the people and the children and the woman, abuse victims. And now, missing and murdered. Like I said, the new title. So that way, it's like another nonprofit group to make some more money off of another name. And that's what we told the Indian Affairs Committee in Santa Fe. And I said, why studies in the state of New Mexico University using our people? If they are still in studies, here we are. Look in the year of where we're at right now. And if they haven't gotten it together, what the hell are they doing using the Indian Affairs Committee to ask for money? Nothing has been fixed on the Navajo Nation over 20 years ago. Because I was a victim 20 years ago. And that's got to stop. Now we have it even worse because we don't have enough law enforcement because the BIA is the one that oversees the law enforcement. And the Indian Health Service, look at it now, all our tribal leaders, who so-called, what are they doing? They're looking up to Washington, D.C. instead of them making the decision and taking a stand. That's why some of us are a treaty tribe. We're a country within a country, a nation within a nation. Everybody needs to wake up. We're not afraid. We're not afraid to voice our opinion to our leaders. Every time our president of the Navajo Nation sees me, he runs. Because he knows exactly what I'm going to say to him. They're liars. That's it. Thank you.
Wow, man. This is what we've been talking about in Indian country. Many, many elders like Etta and Mrs. Benally that come on, they carry the retributes of what pain is and the anguish. No different than Brother Philip. Folks, really pay attention. The knowledge that we have is to help you understand that there is a problem going on in Indian country, and our own Indian civilized people are doing this to us for them. For them. It's sad but true. And I always said this on score levels in different many radio shows. Your voice is our voice, and nothing's going to stop you from addressing the issues. When you look at all of these things that are in turmoil, the air, the earth, the water, the population of human people, this sickness was to attack elders and babies, folks. COVID-19, coronavirus, they just described it. But yet it's an experimental germ warfare amongst people of color because they want us gone. And as long as tribal governments are not encouraging themselves to speak instead of protecting the stimulus values of it, this is what that government and that white man did to force them to be accountable. Indians, it's too late for that shit. It is. My God, man. Listen to my elders. Listen to my Diné brothers and sisters. Express their feelings. Look to our brothers in the north. This is what was happening, past and present. And yet, we're still the ones holding you accountable. Enough, white man. Enough, educated people. Time to look in yourself. Really look inside yourself and understand that you have become the problem. You'll never, ever become the solution. The people hold the solution. The animals hold the solution. And once and for all, the great mystery in Mother Earth still guide us to represent what remaining people we have to hold you accountable. And I really do appreciate tonight's show because it gets better. Thank you ever so much, Leona, my sister, for taking a stand and standing with your united front. And I'm only using that as a term. Standing with your indigenous brothers and sisters to help rid ourselves of this captive mindset at the hands of white supremacy. I'm going to wheel it back to all of you because when I hear energy like this from my women and my men, that inspires me to continue to keep the fight moving forward rather than to talk about an empty bag that has nothing in it to fill. Back to you, people.
I'll give you guys a good handshake from the heart. South Dakota, from the great nation. We have numbers that have dwindled. We have pathways that the buffalo made from the motherland of Canada to Florida to Mexico. We've traversed all those areas, East Coast, West Coast. We had a barter system. And I mentioned a Hopi elder named Wilton Kuakoma, who I interviewed about 5 years ago. He's a stone tablet keeper for the Hopi. And though I didn't get to see the stone tablet, he was at his daughter's house, and his home was 75 miles away, so we didn't get to go to his house. And there were issues there that he shared for about 2.5 hours. And all the negativity that we hear, you know, from the women and from the men, from the reservations, he said it's all the same problem, you know, the social economics, the poverty, the heartless leadership, the corruption. And it is true what he said. And he gave some timelines. And he also had a kind of a negative feeling too. And you know, that's human nature. We can curse and get angry and all that, you know. We hold anger and jealousy and hatred and rage. Every two-legged holds that. The animals don't hold that. And all these rooted, the trees and the medicines, the winged nation and the four-legged, the fish in the water, all the life forms, they go by a natural law. And these elders I work for, that now many have gone into the spirit road, went to the portal and went into the spirit world. And we talk to you, and there's a star constellations that are recognized by our people. So too, every other indigenous nation. As this Hopi elder told me about the Ibi and their movement, how they moved until there was a blue star that showed them where to settle. And they have their markings all over. And he said, you Lakotas too. You've been through here. You left your markings there too. And that just confirms some of our oral history too with the buffalo. Until that 1870, 1872 era, when they slaughtered the buffalo, they did a calculation that railroad carts from across America twice stacked 40 feet high is how many buffalo they killed during that period. And they knew that this was our connection with Blessawi, who brought a sacred gift to us also, of Ia. Ia ki le hochuka I kwagi, na wopka hecha. Ia lia suta, Ia le tako uta mohap ki le Ia tokai hem kiksi ap te hecha. This is the stone tablet keeper, the Lakotas, were given a Ia. And Wakia and Wia, Shakur, and even recognizing the Thunder Being and the woman, and that connection to these creation stories that we have that are connected to the Wichak Bikile, that's the star, the constellations, which are going to be showing us signs that we have to pay attention to. And I got to talk to this Wilton once more. I hope soon I'll travel down to Arizona again and talk with this elder. Because it's not complete what I was seeking from him. That has to do with that ninth prophecy on the Nia. The Nia. So we have our ways, as you speak of, and they can't be dwindled. So the younger generation and the elders need to share this knowledge with this young generation coming up. And they're hungry for this knowledge, because this knowledge is going away. Every time an elder that's fluent and understands his life ways passes on into the real world, if he's not sharing with his family at Yoshpa, then that knowledge is gone with him. Many families face that dilemma. So, but the knowledge is there. You have to seek it through fasting and prayer and being humble. We have the rights with the Chanupa that opens the door for us for that knowledge. You just have to seek it. And I believe the Cheyenne and the Dene and Hopi and Comanche and Apache and Cricket, all of them, the Anunnaki, all of these nations here have this knowledge. Just as these states are named after many of the nations, like Iowa, Minnesota, Dakota, and that's something that we have to have the young people understand. The root of creation and the root of destiny and the root of positivity and negativity. So we have corruption. We have corruption in the federal government, the state government, and the tribal governments because of two-legged, you know, we're weak creatures of mistakes. But if you have Wakantanka in your heart, the Creator in your heart, and you have compassion for the people and are humble and all of that guidance from the Creator, that's how our leaders were. They were very spiritually grounded, and they communicated visibly and invisibly with the Creator. And the Creator guided our leaders. That's when you say you want independent freedom in our own traditional government. That's the definition of leadership. But we have these foreign dictates, like the Indian Reorganization Act, a federal statute that Congress could terminate that statute, which would terminate a lot of these federal recognized governments under the Indian Reorganization Act, called termination. They did that back in the 1950s when they were discovering uranium in our treaty territories. And under the national security, they went in and got this uranium. And, you know, it was from this uranium and these nuclear weapons. Today, mass weapons of destruction, they can destroy this planet if all of those nuclear weapons ignite it and explode it. It will destroy this planet. That's how much nuclear weapons that Russia, China, you know, all these nuclear countries, United States, Israel, war. War has to end, and that's what we should expect from federal and state and tribal governments, is that no more war. This earth can't handle the another explosions of that magnitude. So they come up with airburst nuclear weapons will cause a grid down situation, and there'll be no electricity. A lot of those things will be melted. And I don't know, they say 5 to 10 years to restore. Those scenarios are real because those people in intelligence, they do those scenarios. So like the coin, of the head on the coin of intelligence and then the ego on the other side of common sense, we have to understand that too well. Because we speak two languages, and Chanupa speaks three languages. I know Lakotas that speak 5 languages, 4 languages. And there's the native languages, plus English. And they're with the connection from our Creator. But they're humble. And they're leaving this plane of physical existence and going into the spiritual world, which we must prepare for. So the corruption has to end in these governments. So you have the first time a woman, Pueblo Laguna, And I met some Pueblos, and I met some Navajo leaders and elected officials at meetings like the National Congress of American Indians, and pushing issues that we all are involved in, like the missing and murdering indigenous women. Seems like now that Trump signed that task force, it opened up for all the indigenous nations here to start getting involved with that task force, because it does involve Canada and all the places where women have been murdered and left along the road or buried shallow in these isolated areas, or some have never been found, men and women. So it seems like that is a big issue, because that takes reconciliation and it takes restitution and recovery. So the negativity of it is pretty real, but the positivity of it is healing. So if we have a corrupt elected officials, and you could listen to Bernie Sanders, and he's exposing these guys in the Senate and House that are paid by either the oil and gas company or the big pharma company. They're doing pretty good with that extra income, besides the permanent health care and all this monies that they're getting from the taxpayers, you know, the $175,000 or whatever it is, $200,000 that they get. And they come out millionaires. Most of them out of the 525 are attorneys, and most of them are millionaires. And the ones that have been in there the longest time, like Mitch McConnell, you know, they're nothing but corporate talking heads. They don't represent the people no more. That's corruption. That's heartless leadership. When they know there's children and families that are getting evicted in the wintertime, and children and families that are hungry, some lost their jobs because of this pandemic, they're out in the street, and everybody's just that far from being out in the streets because of what's happening with this pandemic, losing their home, losing their insurance, losing everything that they work for as U.S. citizens. So we understand that struggle. And we have a lot of things that were supplemented to us because of the blood and the land that's been taken from us. But our message is still loud and clear that we need these leadership to have the spiritual grounding so they do what's right for this planet and for mankind. You know, when you have warmongers sitting in state legislature in the D.C. and the Capitol building in D.C. that are seeking war, you know, and then they're hollering out, USA, USA, you know, that's the old law. It has to end, this warmongering. The $74 billion that goes into the military, the black military budget, is more than that, like DARPA. If you know what DARPA is, it's a Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. A lot of black budget that the taxpayers should have accounting for, because there should be no poverty here in this country. But you have these agencies like DARPA and CIA and, you know, all these clandestine tax-paid salaries individuals that are withholding information that will free mankind. And they're withholding that information because these guys that are making the monies, the greediness, and these evil people, they're heartless and they don't care about nothing. And they're building themselves bunkers and all this stuff, but it ain't going to help them, you know, because they still have to go into the real world. So this corruption must end at all levels, the state, federal, tribal governments. And the women and the young people and the elders should demand that they have a truthful spiritual leadership running all these decisions that they make on behalf of the people. I don't see that. I don't hear that. We need that loud voice. There's a few voices here and there, but there's not enough. It has to be pretty loud and clear that we want spiritual, honest, humble leadership that do their research, do their due diligence, understand every issue under the sun. Because they say nothing's new under the sun, and I believe that because history's repeating itself. So for us to be strong hearts and brave hearts, we must be standing there with knowledge, the intelligence, and the common sense to understand that independence and freedom under our Creator is given to us. We just need to carry it out. And there's has to be an explanation, of course, to the young people, the young generation, because that's who your paramount interest is, the way that baby's born. But these young 18-year-olds, instead of getting sent off to war because they want to get some college money, you know, because of the poverty that's on the reservations, you know, that we should be intervening and not getting our young people to be sent to wars and then coming home damaged, either to TBI or PTSD, or, you know, it's not right. In the United States federal government, most of these guys, these presidents have the title of commander-in-chief. Some of them really don't give a hoot about these young people. They're coming home from Desert Storm and, you know, from, there's a lot of people that, a lot of young people that were committing suicide. And tell them women, those mothers went in to storm the Capitol buildings, the Senate and House Rep buildings, and demanding those elected officials. And all the time, you know, it produced $10 billion. And they put $5 billion to try to get these young guys help. Mental help, you know, that they needed. But that was, you know, after a lot of them already, committed suicide. So there's always a root of the problem, just like this pandemic. That coronavirus, you know, it's always been there. But the SARS-2 with this mRNA, it's very concerning because that come out of a laboratory. You know, biological. I just heard a report the other day that this SARS-2 COVID mutated 25 times. Yeah, a bioweapon. And now you have a vaccine where it took polio vaccine 10 years, and the shortest one was the mump vaccine, which was 4 years. You got one eight months or 10 months, and they have a vaccine now that is ready to go. I wonder what's going to happen, because all these FDA, NIA, HHS, IHS, all these federal agencies are marching to this Operation Warp Speed. And yet the truth will prevail, you know, and we have to stand strong and rely on our medicines and our knowledge. And that day is here now. So we're living in a time that I think the timelines could be extended. But like this Hopi individual said, if mankind could treat each other with love and respect, we might go to 2050. But he shook his head and said, I don't know about it, man. You know, maybe 2030 or less. And that's why we have to stand together, and we have to have the solutions and address the root of all these problems. We have to get at the root of these problems intellectually and with common sense. And address
for all the audience that was tuned in tonight. We're running below our half hour now. We got a few minutes left for, you know, all our people that participated in tonight's show. And I'm going to share this part in closing, because I would like all of you to come back on next week. this viable information we have is all for people. And inspiring one another to continue to serve that purpose is our key to the future. And if we're ever going to meet 2050, we better get back into the basics of what my little brother's been talking about and the grandmothers that were on tonight's show. So I want to say goodnight to all of you from Lakota Country here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I thank you all for coming on tonight's show. I look forward for all shows, all of you to return. Mrs. Benelli, Etta, you guys are, this is your show. This is your show to voice all the knowledge you have. And I'm going to will this with a song. And as we say goodnight to everyone that are out there listening in the Indian country, that the day of reckoning for the white man is here. And we need to stand strong with what, just like Grandma Etta said, we need to take that responsible place to defend our people and the nations to come. And I'm going to close it with a real strong song.
La 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 hey 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 la hey la hey la hey la hey 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 la hey 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 Hey, 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 that's a song for all of us to have a enjoyable weekend and do what we need to do. And I'll see you all next week on the same show, Shedding Light on the Indigenous People's Voice. In Lakota country. Wopila Tonka Ichichap to all of you, and I look forward to hearing back from you guys next week. Thank you from Lakota country and Chinupa Gluhamani. And thank you, Sister Leona. I love you. I'm behind you every step of the way. Ha ho. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Yeah, I...